Welcome to Sandbox Radio's Vermin Notes.
The program dedicated to revealing the delightfully vile world around you.
There was a time, not so long ago, when there were exactly zero venomous snakes in the Puget Sound region.
Thanks to climate change, we are now overrun by those wriggly, squiggly assassins.
Your baby's rattle can actually attract rattlesnakes. Play it safe and don't have children.
Around the holiday, be extra careful of the pumpkin spice cobra.
If being chased by a snake, brandish a Bible and shout, "By the power of Christ, I compel thee to shed thy skin."
If you are bitten, spin rapidly in a circle. The centrifugal force will cause the venom to collect in your extremities, where it will do less harm.
If snakes ever successfully mate with birds, we're fucked.
Originally, the phrase "working for scale" meant to be paid in snakeskin boots.
The water moccasin is so deadly that even to think about one for too long will make you sick.
Snake's favorite character in Lord of the Rings is Legolas.
Snakes worship Tilda Swinton as their dark goddess.
The sibilant hissing sound a snake makes would be quite soothing if it weren't coming from a horrifying tube of death.
A snake's bite is so painful that I don't want to talk about it.
Stop it!
Snakes hate puns. So, if you really want to annoy them, send them a card saying, "Fangs for the memories."
Serpents love to lay their eggs in man buns.
There's probably a snake hiding in your sock drawer or small intestine right now.
Surprise!
When a snake grows weary of life, it transforms into a worm and is eaten by a robin. And thus the circle of life continues.
So long!
Until next time, this has been Sandbox Radio's Vermin Notes.
If, that is, you live long enough for there to be a next time.